Greetings, great gamers, to yet another episode of the Daily Days Podcast. That's a weekly show that takes us down both retro and modern roads. I'm Mr. Picario, your humble host on this wistful trek, and today, well, it's finally time for another great gamers quiz. Coined the loot box edition, well, that's just a way of saying that I don't have a particular theme ready for this one, so I'm just going to throw out some random trivia concerning the gaming hobby as a whole, and hopefully you can keep up. And for those who don't know, the rules are simple. I'm giving out about 10 questions that you will have a few seconds to answer. After that, well, I provide the answer and we move on. And now, without further ado, let's go. Question number one is a happening melody. Name the game this ditty comes from. There are really few soundtracks that can match the brilliance heard in Katamari Damacy, originally released on the PS2 and now the Nintendo Switch. This particular piece is known as Lonely Rolling Star. Question 2. Who founded the popular arcade/pizza place Chuck E. Cheese? The answer, of course, is none other than Nolan Bushnell, the co-founder of Atari. He's no longer with the company today. Indeed, the restaurant itself has seen many revisions and alterations over its life since 1977. Its many name changes is reflective of that, including Chuck E. Cheese's Pizza Time Theater, Chuck E. Cheese's Pizza, and Chuck E. Cheese's. Now it's just called Chuck E. Cheese. Question 3. How many points must be earned to prevail in the original version of Pong? And here's a hint, it's the same number as in professional table tennis. Easy enough, the first to reach 11 points is the declared winner. Question 4. Namco's Gapless, or is it Gapless, a single-screen shooter, is a direct sequel to the famed Galaga. True or false? True. Released in 1984, the game was rechristened as Galaga 3 in Western markets to bolster its brand recognition. Either way, the game is barely remembered today. Question 5. The TurboGrafx-16 Mini is awesome, but sadly it doesn't include all the Bonk games. How many Caveman Bonk titles were actually released for the original system? Three Bonk games graced the original TurboGrafx-16, or PC Engine as it was known in Japan. These three were Bonk's Adventure, Bonk's Revenge, and Bonk 3 Bonk's Big Adventure. Question 6. Of the three monsters to rumble in the arcade classic Rampage, a gorilla, wolf, and lizard, one beast is actually a woman. Which of the three is the leading lady? the leading lady is actually the Lizard, a Godzilla-esque monster known as Lizzie. She's transformed as such by taking a dip in a radioactive lake. Question 7. Can you place this piece? This grim but determined score comes from Doom the PC original. This selection adds some fine haunting ambiance to Episode 1 Mission 2, The Imp's Song. Question 8, and this one's a multiple choice. Sega was an early pioneer in 3D polygonal gaming, as seen in its line of arcade Virtua titles from the early 1990s. Virtua Racing was the first of these somewhat experimental and extremely impressive feats of technology. How many times has Virtua Racing been ported to a home console in one form or another? Is it A, 3 times on the Sega Genesis, Sega 32X, and Sony PS2? Is it B, 5 times on the Sega Genesis, Sega 32X, Sega Saturn, Sony PS2, and Nintendo Switch? Is it C, only twice, the Sega Genesis and Nintendo Switch, or D, none? Virtua Racing remains an arcade exclusive. The answer is B, 5 times, on the Sega Genesis, Sega 32X, Sega Saturn, Sony PS2, and Nintendo Switch. Most regard the Nintendo Switch version as being the superior port. Question 9. People love the Resident Evil series, but one big one, Resident Evil Code Veronica, still lacks a proper remake. Who played the titular lead or leads in this grotesque adventure? This is a simple enough one. The game is split between two playable characters, Claire and Chris Redfield. And finally, question 10. One more tune to consume. This serene, if still somewhat serious, melody comes from Chrono Trigger, the Super Nintendo classic. Most know this one as Mystery of the Forest. And there you have it, 10 retro random questions to see how just sharp your gaming intellect really is. And let's keep the scoring simple too. If you managed 0 through 5, well, that makes you a... while 6 through 10 correct makes you this instead. Either one is cool in my book. And speaking of books, here's a quick update. Pat Contry, also known as Pat the NES Punk, is now at work on his next book, this time an ultimate guide to the N64 library. And yep, yours truly is a contributing writer. This means that as my workflow increases, I might not have as much time for this podcast. So, for now, I'm still aiming for one show a week, although this could change in the future, so just a warning. Someday I might have to draw this podcast to an end. But enough of that talk. Thanks for listening as always, and I do hope you enjoy this particular show. Until next week then, this is Mr. Picario, signing off for now.